The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
So right now, though, let's talk about this suggestion of a new tax band, a 30% tax band. You might remember Leo Varadkar brought this up a couple of months ago. So at the moment, you're on 20% up to 36,800. Every cent you earn after that, then you're on the higher rate of tax at 40%. Leo Varadkar suggests that there would be a new band in between of 30% and then a new threshold before you go on to the higher rate of tax. Karina Dorley is the Research Area Coordinator for the Tax, Welfare and Pensions team at the ESRI, and she spoke to Pat Kenny this morning about the suggestion.
If the intention is to target middle-income households here, a 30% tax rate is probably not the most efficient way to do it, because it also benefits high income tax taxpayers. And in the current context of inflationary pressures and so on, that's really not the priority. The priority should be low income households, middle income households, if we can target them accurately. Actually, the USC would be a very good way to do that, if we could increase the USC threshold or even PRSI threshold.
That was Karina Dorley from the ESRI speaking to Pat Kenny this morning. Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward is with me now. Barry, you're very welcome to studio. Thanks. Do you think a 30%, a new tax band of 30% is a good idea?
Well, I can certainly see the merits in it. It's something that is being discussed, and I know it's under consideration actively for the budget, which will come up next month. One of the advantages is, as Leo Varadkar has previously said, you all of a sudden, even if you're at the average industrial wage in this country, go from paying a fifth of your income in tax to paying two-fifths of your income in tax. And it's a pretty big jump. And the fact that people who are earning the average industrial wage are already entering that marginal rate, that higher rate of tax, is probably not the way the tax system is supposed to work. So even though we have a very progressive tax system, it would make sense, in my mind, to stagger it. But, you know, I've heard what the ESRI has to say, and of course they're right, but they're also right in saying that any change to the tax income tax bands is going to benefit higher earners. But we still must remember that the more money you earn, proportionally you pay much, much more tax, and that's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah, I think the ESRI, though, the concern they have, and we had Alan Barrett of the ESRI here in the show recently, and he was talking about inflation and the inflationary spiral that we find ourselves in. He said, listen, two things need to happen to break us free of that. One is that the European Central Bank increase interest rates, which they have done, and the other thing that needs to happen, he says, is that politicians need to avoid the temptation of putting more money into the pockets of people who don't necessarily need it. That's exactly what this would do. I appreciate there's people who are just above that threshold, who are really squeezed. But let's be honest, Barry, you and me, I'm sure money's tighter for you, it's tighter for me. We'll survive this.
For me than for you.
We'll survive this winter without a tax break.
Absolutely.
But we're going to get one.
And
if
in
this
fairness,
comes
the government
in.
Has been very clear that they want to address that pressure on the cost of living, the pressure of inflation, the pressure of all the other things that we know are going up in cost. But this is one way in which that can be addressed. Now, yes, there will be a marginal difference for somebody who is earning a very high amount of money every year. But if you are somebody in that bracket, let's say between €36,800, which is the current cutoff, and €45,000, which is the average income, you know, in there, they are people who are struggling, and they are people who are being very hard hit by inflationary pressure. And it's not the case, as some opposition politicians will tell you, that there is a huge difference between the pressure the relative pressure put on somebody, let's say on 25,000, somebody on 45,000. In fact, the CSO has said there's about a 1% difference. So, you know, there is definitely merit in the idea of putting in an extra band, if only to further grade the progress to the marginal rate of tax or the higher rate of tax.
Would you satisfy some of the concerns of the SRI and others, though, if you introduce not one but two new tax bands, and you brought in a 30% rate, and you know where I go with this,
yeah,
then above 40% you bring in a higher band rate. A wealth tax is what someone
fairness,
call it.
I mean, these are all metrics that are being examined by the Department of Finance and Minister Donoghue in advance of the budget on the 27th, the next month, I know, is looking at all these options. My understanding is that no decisions have been made in this. There is not a commitment in the programme for government either to bring in a 30% tax rate. But at the same time, yes, these are all options that are available, and certainly things that should be looked at. We have a very progressive tax system in this country, and it's entirely appropriate that those who earn more should proportionally contribute more. That is what happens at the moment. But the difficulty is for those people who are caught in that middle, the people who are just over the cusp, let's say, and are paying some of their income at 40%. It's a very significant burden on them. And if you can put in place a system that eases their burden, makes people who are working hard in most cases, know, if you can ease their burden, I think then that is definitely something we should be considering.
30% is putting people who are millionaires ahead of everybody else and giving them extra cash. Typical Fine Gael, says one listener.
Well, that just isn't true. And it's fine. It's nice rhetoric and all the rest. And it's something that I've heard from some opposition politicians, but it's not true at all, actually. In fact, although certainly people on higher incomes will benefit, just as they will to any changes in the income tax system, the reality is that this is targeted at people at that average industrial wage, that average income between 35 and 45,000 euro. They will be the people who are specifically targeted by it. And remember, I think all ministers have stated a desire to address that particular bracket, people who are in that income bracket where they're working hard, but they're not really being rewarded. If they do overtime or if they do a little bit of extra work, get a little bit of extra income, get a raise, the reward isn't there because so much of it.
Well, the reward is there.
The reward is there, but
they're still taking home more money than they were yesterday.
Yeah, and in fact, last year the government changed the band for entry from the standard into the marginal rate by 1,500 euro. So people are better off in the last budget. I know that there is a hope that that will be done, something similar again this year. But if you're earning 38,000 euro, then you are paying 1,400 euro of your income at 40%. So let's say you get a 2,000 euro increase in your salary, 40% of that is gone as well. And that's what I mean when I say that the reward isn't there. So it's really difficult for people who are just caught in that middle ground. Mm. And that's why I think there is
You'll always have cases like that, though. You know, yeah. When you have a 30% band, people who are just over, and you know, Barry, yeah. Hard cases, like yeah. Bad law.
But the important difference is that the average industrial wage in this country is below the cutoff rate of 36,800 euro. The average income is about 45,000 euro. So the whole point is, yes, you're right, but we are talking about average income, middle income earners in that bracket there. So it's entirely appropriate that they should be targeted. It is not something that's targeted at millionaires. It's not something that's targeted at big earners. They may have a marginal benefit, but the reality is the middle income people, the people who are working hard and not seeing the benefit in their pockets, they're the people we need to hit, to reward.
The criticisms of this, they echo some of the criticisms of previous interventions in the cost of living crisis, if we'll call it that, earlier in the year, including the rebate on energy bills, which applied across the board. And again, to give you and me an example, I welcomed it. I'm sure you welcomed it. We would have survived without it. And the argument of Alan Barrett and others that you're really in a situation like this, you really need to target these measures.
And there are targeted measures for people in lower income brackets as well. The same argument is made in respect of children's allowance, for example. There is an administrative burden in doing it otherwise, for example, if you're going to means test it. Now, I think there's also an argument to say that it should be means tested, but it should be self-assessed, and therefore you put the responsibility back on individuals rather than on the revenue commissioners. But, you know, there are pros and cons in all of these policies, but it's important to note a couple of things. Firstly, as I say, we have a hugely progressive taxation system. Secondly, the government has put in place a serious number of measures that are specifically targeted at those in the lower income brackets. And thirdly, we should not either forget those in the middle income brackets who are working really, really hard, who are doing their best, but even when they see a small or even a substantial increase in their income, 40% of it is gone automatically in tax take. And that's not where we want to be for those middle income earners who are at the average level of income. They also need to be given a leg up, particularly when the inflationary pressure is drastically changing their relative financial position.
All right. Well, listen, all up for discussion. Plenty of kites being flown at the moment. We'll have to wait and see exactly what is settled upon. Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward. Barry, thanks a million for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4:00. On News Talk.